Let's just check in with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news headlines and get her travel tip of the week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's just review a few of the news headlines from the travel industry last week. This one looks kind of interesting, especially the headline, "Want to skip long airport security lines at YVR, Vancouver Airport." Well, who doesn't?
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. So there's a new program called YVR Express, which will allow passengers to book a time to enter security screening up to 3 days before their flight takes off. Currently, the system is set up for passengers heading to the U.S. between 6:30 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. at gates in E section at the airport. Now, if a passenger has a flight headed to the United States, they can book a spot 72 hours before their scheduled departure and at least 90 minutes before the flight takes off. Once they do, according to the airport authority, the passengers can walk to their assigned security checkpoint within 15 minutes of their reservation, show staff a QR code, and skip the security line entirely. So this is really good, and I hope it comes to Calgary.
Well, yeah, I hope it does work and expands to other airports across the whole country. That would be really good. So I guess we'll have to wait and see how it works out. Now, a new survey out there with the expectations of travelers. Apparently, we're very demanding.
Yes, we are. And we expect more from our flights, cruises, and hotel stays. If we don't get what we booked, they're speaking up about it. And I think customers have pre-pandemic expectations about the level of service they should be getting at various travel or with various travel providers. So right now, I think everybody wants everything to be perfect. There's a demand that people couldn't have traveled the last 2+ years. So they're wanting to book right now. And if they want something, they're even going directly to the supplier. Like, for an example, to the hotel staff. And when the concierge doesn't respond immediately, they'll call again and again.
You know, on the flip side, they're very demanding, and then you're talking about an industry that's short on staff and trying to get things back to normal. So it kind of becomes a double whammy.
It does.
A little patience goes a long way. And be nice. Even if you're demanding, you can still be nice about it, right?
Yes, that's really important in all commodities, not just travel. I know we want to get there, but it doesn't help.
A little smile goes a long way. Let's do your travel tip of the week now.
Right. So I've been in different cities where I've taken advantage of free walking tours. And it's just that, a free tour around the city. And walking tours are led by guides who are passionate about their city and love showing it off to new people. Often you'll be given advice on the best places to eat, drink, and explore, and how to do it on your budget. And walking tours, their guides work for the value of their tour. So you pay what you think the tour was worth at the end. There's no pressure to pay a certain amount or anything. So enjoy your time wandering around the city.
Where would you find a free walking tour that has a guide? I know it's pretty easy to say a free walking tour. I just start walking and it's free. But if you want someone to guide you, where would you find that? Is there websites?
Yeah, so that's exactly it. You Google, like, in the city or destination you're in, or ask your travel advisor to assist you. And just put free walking tours in that city and you can enjoy them. So I've done it in Edinburgh, and I've done it in New York.
Nice.
Just to name a few. So you can do it. And it is really quite interesting to participate in one.
Mm-hmm. Well, good advice. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always great to chat, Onanta. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Randy.